You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Seattle's got a huge popular music scene. We're known for rock and rap, indie folk, and much more. There's a new group that mixes an electric rock sound with gospel to create what it calls indie with an edge. The band is Radio Raheem, after a character from Spike Lee's movie Do the Right Thing, that guy with the big boombox. Well, Radio Raheem just released a new EP. It's called Raheem Rising.
Band member Brian Cohn and singer Josie Howell came by our studios earlier this week. You may know Josie for her work in the long-running Christmas show Black Nativity, or maybe you saw her play Moms Mabley in the recent Langston Hughes production. Josie told me she actually connected with Radio Raheem through Pastor Patronell Wright, founder of the Total Experience Gospel Choir, a local music powerhouse.
They called me and told me where they got my information from. And anytime Pastor Pat recommends me for something, I know it's good. So I went to go there, and the rest is history.
There was a time when we were close. Billy Ocean Radio.
Brian, why did you start looking around for a gospel-based vocalist?
All the people who are in Radio Raheem had been in bands before, and we wanted to find a dynamic, soulful vocalist that would move the people, right? So all of us had done our times in clubs, but we wanted a otherworldly voice. And so we reached out. You know, we had a lot of singers who came in, who sang, and some of them were very, very talented. But somehow, Josie's voice made these songs. It took them somewhere else.
So how does it work? Does Radio Raheem write, did you write the songs and then Josie came in and sang them?
Yeah, Paul Christofferson, the bass player, and myself write and record the sketch of the song. And then Josie will come in and she'll sing on it. And then we have Trevor, who plays saxophone. Trevor Asmussen plays saxophone. He puts his parts on. And then finally we end up in a studio, and the drummer, who's in this case is Zia Udine, he adds his drums on.
Now, Josie, are you used to doing this kind of work?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so describe what that was like when this first started, this collaboration.
So my roots are gospel. And because of gospel, I'm able to identify with songs, because I was always told if you don't know about it, you shouldn't sing about it. If it does not tell the story to you, you cannot tell the story. So when I got the call, I came and I listened to the song, and my first question was, what does this mean? I got an answer from Brian, says, oh, nothing really. And he just smiled and laughed. I said, okay. So I do it as with art. Sometimes you look at art and it has the caption underneath of what they want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the songs for what they mean to me. Because if I know the story, then I can tell the story. So, but to sing this music, I have never been told what I cannot do in music. Unlike some people who have been trained in things, I have never been told not to do something.
So did you start singing in church?
Mm-hmm. And still do.
Brian, for you guys, how does the collaboration with Josie change your music, if at all?
Part of the challenge of Radio Raheem is that I personally have sort of a post-apocalyptic party bent. Think Blade Runner, Star Blazers, craziness. She's shaking her head.
Well, I'm just laughing because I don't actually equate that with gospel music.
Not at all.
Not at all, huh?
Yes. It's true. But the first time that we ever recorded Calling the World at Paul's house, it's the chorus is, I'm calling the world, all boys and girls, station to station, wire to wire. When Josie sang it, it just sounded like, I'm calling the people to stand up.
I'm just calling the world, all boys and girls, station to station, wire to wire. How high can you climb to touch the sky? Station to station, eye to eye.
Well, Josie, that does seem kind of spiritual, kind of lyrically.
Yes, there's nothing that I do that is not spiritual. It doesn't matter what someone wrote for me, it's what I interpreted for it to be.
Well, that's an interesting point that you just made. for you, who come out of a different kind of musical tradition, mm-hmm. I'm curious what music in general means to you and how this adds or augments that.
So music, for me, music is one of the greatest avenues that one can have to get a message across. So music to me is, this is what music does. It makes people stop, be quiet, and listen long enough for you to get your message across, no matter what your message is. And if you use it in the right way, even if they don't automatically agree with your message, they've stopped long enough to listen. In my opinion, when I sing, it's like you have sat down and opened yourself up. So I'm responsible for what I put inside of you. I make sure that how I am, whatever is in my heart and in my mind, it's good enough that I would want to pour it into you. So our EPs are wonderful. Our live performances are amazing.
So Brian, post-apocalyptic musician, man of many bands, how does this change you guys going forward?
First of all, it must be said that there are some days when we have rehearsal and Josie isn't there. And we are a good band. When Josie comes into rehearsal, there's a fifth gear, the intergalactic gear, where I feel sometimes like, oh my God, I'm like in a version of like Interstellar Led Zeppelin, which is really fun. Part two, when we play live, the people get up because Josie demands it. And you don't want to make Miss Josie unhappy.
Well, Josie and Brian, thank you so much for coming in. I feel uplifted already.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Radio Raheem's lead singer, Josie Howell, her bandmate, Brian Cohn, and you can find out more at our website, KUOW.org. Catchy, eh, Ross?
It is catchy.
Yep. Well, there you have it. Radio Raheem here on KUOW. And the record keeps on turning.
It sure does.